The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 12, 1977, in Rishikesh, India.
Matta means man, drunkard. And pramatta means modern. So, generally people, they have become mad after sense enough. Everyone is busy for sense enough. This is material life. And when they are fed up, no more available. So they become daddy, frustration, that grapes are sour. The jackal jumped to get the grapes, but when he could not obtain it, then he rejects. So Kurmi is, they are Prama. Mad after, enjoying. And Jnanis, being fed up, they say, Brahma Sattva Janami. And you are useless. So this is going on. The Kurmis, they want to enjoy this material world, and the Jnanis, they are little advanced. They are fed up rather. They want to enjoy by becoming one with the Supreme. So there is want. The Kurmis want to enjoy this world, and the Jnanis want also, there is demand, mukti. Mukti means to become one with the Supreme Brahma. And the yogis, they want siddhi, astra siddhi. Anivala jnana, prapti, siddham. They also want. Therefore, our Vaishnava poet Kaviraj Goswami, he says, bhukti bhukti siddhi kami chakali asami. Those who are after something, either enjoyment of this material world, or enjoyment of spiritually becoming one, or to have some siddhis, they want them. So they cannot be helped, because there is demand. I want, maybe I want better things than you, but I want, I am in need. So therefore, those who are in need, they cannot be helped. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakali asanta. Krishna bhakta niska. Krishna bhakta doesn't want it. Atayav shanti. He said, charming his heart towards me, barang na jaach. I don't want. I'm fully satisfied. Guru Maharaj, he went to the forest, underwent very severe austerity, and when Lord Vishnu appeared before him, take benediction, whatever you like, he said, Sanin Kitar Kosmi, Baran Naja, I am no more demon. I am fully satisfied. So this is the teaching. If we want to be fully satisfied, without any demand for self-gratification, then we become happy, and that is available in full Krishna consciousness. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nandhanangana janangana sundarin kavitanva jagadisa kama. We don't want. People want money, many followers, nice wife, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refuses. Nandhanangana janangana sundarin kavitanva jagadisa. Amo janmani janmani shari avatar bhakti. Let me remain your servant. Janmani jan. Mukti means no janma. So he doesn't want to be mukti. Bhakti mukti siddhi. For a devotee, either this life or next life. The business is the same, to serve Krishna. So, this verse, Nunam Pramatta Kurute Vipar. People are mad after self-gratification in different ways. So, Adisabdev says, no, this is not good. You have already obtained a material body as a result of your past karma, and you are suffering. Body means suffering. Janamitu jarabhyati. So you have already got this body and you are suffering. You are again trying to get another body. Nasadun. Now our whole basic civilization is punarjanma jaya. To conquer over punarjanma. And here Krishna gives the very simple formula. Janma karmanchami vidvam yujana. If we simply understand what is Krishna and what is Krishna, for that purpose we are writing so many books. The scholars, they are appreciating. Otherwise, Krishna is available very easily. Manmana bhavamad bhaktam vajyari maam namaskar. But if you want to understand Krishna, tat-tat, then we have got so many books. You can read and try to understand how. When you understand Krishna is Bhagavan's son, then your life is successful. And Pad means word Nasadhuman. This sense gratification is not for Karmana Daiva Nishtrena Janta Deva Upapad. Mithya Sankara Vatman. This karma means Mithya Sankara. Again and again. Tathade Antara Prati. You have to change this body. You do not know what kind of body you are going to go. That weight, 8,400,000 different forms of body. Any one of them I can get. So, if I lose the opportunity of human form of life, and be engaged for some years, say 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, a very big man, and by my action, if I become a dog next life, then my life is spoiled. We should not spoil our life. We should fully utilize. And how to utilize fully? They are all in direction in this shastra. Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary understanding. And if we understand Bhagavad Gita, understand Krishna at least little bit, that is the end of instruction. Sarva dharma prithajya mamekam isranam. If you have got faith that what Krishna says is right, sarva dharma prithajya. That is explained by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. That faith, Shraddha. Shraddha, he has explained. Shraddha sabde vishya sudhira nishtra. Krishna bhakti pahile sarva karma kita. Krishna says, sarva dharma paritaja mamekam saranam bhaja. And one who has got faith in these words, yes, if I surrender to Krishna, all success will follow. This is faith. So faith is the beginning of Krishna. Adau Shraddha, Tato Sadhasam. So, if you have got faith in the words of Krishna, they are very openly spoken, and then our life is in such a way. But we have no faith in Krishna. They take Krishna as ordinary human being. Abhijananti maang murha. If you say, if you have no faith in Krishna, then you are a murha. He becomes angry. But I don't say Krishna says. We are simply repeating the words of Krishna. Namana duskidina murha prabhadante norada. So, if we say, people become angry, You don't say anything. You simply repeat. Study all these things. You are not learned scholars. But our mission is to repeat the words of God. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. He said, Avara Gaya Guru Haya, Taro Haya. You become Guru. No, I shall become Guru. I am neither learned, not Vedantist, neither Sannyasi. How can I become Guru? No, no, you have not immigrant. You, on my order, become Guru simply Jare Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna Hol. You become Guru. Whomever you meet, you simply try to convince him what Krishna has spoken. Then you become Guru. So we request everyone the same thing and become Guru. It is very urgently necessary. People are becoming godless, atheists, non-believers, and they are suffering. So, every village, every home, every neighborhood, they require Guru. But who will be Guru? One who repeats the instruction of Guru. Jare Dakho Tare Kaho. It is very easy. So, people are accepting all over the world the instruction of Krishna. The books we are selling daily, our collection is 5 to 6 lakhs of rupees. Now this recent publication, how many copies we have printed?
220,000.
We expect to sell them very
3 months' time.
The Bhagavad Gita every edition, 300,000.
The abridged edition?
Yeah. Why is that abridged edition?
Yes.
Yeah. So, foreign country, foreign religion, and they are foreigners. So why they are purchasing this?
3,50,000 copies.
3,50,000 copies. They are printing huge quantity.
They just printed 15 lakhs more.
It's
a new printing.
Yeah.
It's 15 lakhs, one point, abridged edition.
You all of them, the movement may say, join to you, Krishna ko vichar to you, India ka, kaisi vare, it will distribute India's glory, people will feel obliged to India, that we have got this knowledge. I mean, the actual knowledge is here. There is no such knowledge all over the world. Bharat bhumi te manushya janma hiya ya janma sarthak kari karo paro paro paro. India is meant for paro. India is not meant for exploiting us. But unfortunately, the knowledge is Saraswati Jnana Kale Jadasati. We have got the store of knowledge, but we have kept it locked up, not distributed to the world. They are called Jnana Kale. one who has knowledge, but he does not want to distribute. That is, your tongue is jnana phala. So you should not be jnana phala. In India, there is storehouse of spiritual knowledge, and every one of us should make our life successful by assimilating this knowledge and distribute all over the world. There is customer, there is appreciation. This is Krishna movement. Bali Mara. He died in it. Why we should be jnana phala? Hazaru mani. Jnana should be distributed. Modern scientists also, they have discovered something new. Go and study. And the benefit of the whole human society. Unfortunately, we are distorting the knowledge in Bhagavad Gita, interpreting in a different way according to my needs, and spoiling my life and others. This process should be stopped. Present Bhagavad Gita as you will be benefited. Don't disturb. That is all.
But do you not consider that he is able to get the judgment of American Supreme Court translated into Indian printing?
Yes, that we require an expert lawyer. There are some technical terms. Ordinary man cannot translate. If among yourself there is a lawyer, if he helps us translate, we can come. There are so many legal. The judgment is wonderful judgment.
It's a historical judgment.
Yeah. I was expecting to fight that case at least for some years. But by Krishna's grace, he has given on the first day
the judgment.
Was it
argued on her behalf also?
No.
I see.
Simply presented our statement. I advise them that you take my 84 books and present before the judge. Our statements are here. First of all, read these books, then give your judge. Yes. So, Krishna has given in sense that from the ordinary statements, he has understood the whole thing and he has given judgment in ignoring. This is all Krishna's arrangement. He sarva sarvabhutanam hridayesu arjuna krishna. He is every one's heart. So he has dictated that he gives judgment like this. Otherwise, it was impossible. That is, in many courts, we have been harassed in Australia. Many, because they are afraid of how Krishna consciousness movement is advancing. One politician has said that this movement is increasing like epidemic. If we do not check it, within 10 years, they will take our government. Yes, in America one politician. So actually, that is happening. In spite of so much obstacles, we are increasing. Our books are selling, we are advancing, we are getting more devotees. We have got in every country of Europe, England, Germany, France, Portugal, Spain, Rome, Sweden, everywhere.
But the Pope is agreeing with you in Rome?
Huh?
The Pope is agreeing to Pope.
Pope.
In Rome. He will agree with
another guy. He agree and who cares for his agreement?
With chanting and...
We don't care for anyone agrees or not. We push on. Do you think in India they agree? Krishna is the Supreme Court. We don't care for that. We have to go forward. That is all. If Krishna agrees, that is all. We don't care for anyone. Agrees or not. If our master agrees, we are silent, and that is all. We don't care for
anyone. That is gaining ground all over the world. Excluding India, the birthplace of this. Where this woman should be in this country.
In
present, the younger Kanwar were here.
You are right.
Why not Gaon Ka Jogi Bheetna?
I don't know, I'm Gaon Ka Jogi.
They say, what is this Hare Krishna? We have chanted Hare Krishna, meditate. Now let us meditate.
The Indian government even don't care either for the follow of Hare Krishna in India.
So we are not dependent on Indian government.
We are too much money, sir. We don't give long-term visa for Hare Krishna movement.
No.
Just for a few months, or 2 months.
Yes, yes. 3 months, 8 months, 6 months. And we are losing 5 to 6 lakhs of rupees per year for this injustice. I pointed out the government that in America they give permanent residency to so many Indians. I am also, I have got the blue card, permanent residence in America. So why don't you give them permanent residence? They are my assistants. No. This is only, I am preaching Indian culture all over the world, and I am bringing at least 10 lakhs of rupees foreign exchange for my Indian activity, but there is no help from the law. This is all. So the constitution itself is different. Anything man-made will be different.
Yes.
Therefore, I insist in you. Take the instruction of Krishna, you will be perfect. Don't manufacture.
Keep understanding me. Authoritarianism. You can't have that in authoritarianism. There in Delhi, they are authority.
And become authority. That is, he said, you become guru authority. But you learn first of all as chela from the guru, and then you become guru. Without any learning, without any, how become a guru? That is wrong. Everyone is self-made guru. That has to be stopped.
I feel in this country at least, the young generation, the present generation is absolutely, has got no base, religious base.
Religious base is there. There is scriptures, but they are not being trained up.
But then, but after some time,
they do not like to be trained up.
What will happen to this generation after 10
years? Many of the rascals, again we have to say the rascals, the rascal leaders mislead them. There is no hope.
There is no
hope. Now, to prove Bhagavad from Bhagavad Gita, non-violence. How do you prove? Bhagavad Gita begins with the word Jujutsava. And now if you want to make it non-violent, that is misleading. Remember, Jujutsava means fighting spirit. Dharma Kekriti, Kekriti, Samavita, Jujutsava. You know, where is non-violence? But our leaders want to prove Bhagavad Gita, non-violence. Isn't that misleading? Why you should misinterpret Bhagavad Gita?
There is no salvation for this country.
There is. Not everyone is misled. One can protect himself from this misleading, andhajatandayugupaniyama. If they can understand that leaders are blind, they have no knowledge, then they will say. That we are trying, and there is obstacle. When you say, Krishna is the supreme being, they take objection. They say Krishna is an ordinary man. Avyanti Mahamura. This is the struggle going on.
So we have to leave everything in the shape of Krishna. We have to leave everything.
Yes.
At the feet of Krishna.
Yes, Sarvadharman Puritta Jumam. That is the instruction.
Whatever he does also.
Yes, not does. He wants you also to do. He does not anything. Everything is done by his parasa shakti vidhidhaisya svabhaviti jnana balakti. He hasn't got to do anything. Natasakajyam karanajya. He has not many hands. Still, he acts to teach us. That is explained by him. He is so kind. But as soon as he comes to teach us, he's taking us out in the
men. Is he coming again?
Yes. He has already come.
Yeah?
He has already come. by his name. Kali Kale Krishna Nam Rupi Abhut. This Hare Krishna is Krishna. He is absolute. His name, his form, his attributes, his parameters, they are all one. So, this Hare Krishna name is not different from Krishna. Nama Chintamani Krishna. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Purna Suddha Nitya Mukta Avinatya Nama Nama. Nama is Krishna. So he has already come. He is. Tita Dakpurmar. Bhama Mahadava. Simply say, Harin Nama, Harin Nama. Kirtanaira, Kirtanareva Krishnasya. Mukta Sangha Param. This is the Bhadita Bhagavad. Kalau dosa nidhe raja, asti yika mahanagun. We have got a special concession in this Kali Yuga. We cannot execute all the instructions in the Vedas. We are fallen down. But if we chant Hare Krishna Mahavani, Kirtanareva Krishna Sa, Mukta Sangava, he becomes liberated from all the faults of this Kali Yuga and Parambhaja goes back home. So Krishna is already. Harin Nama, Harin Nama, Harin Nama, Yukivaram, Kalu Nasti, Nasti, Nasti. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chant Hare Krishna. Wherever you are staying, it doesn't matter. Sthane Sthita Asati Vatan Tanuvan Onohi. It is very simple formula. You can become liberated simply by chanting. And if you think that you are very learned, blah, read on the book. Two words, yeah. Thing is very simple. Every boy can chant for it.
Rama and Krishna are interchangeable?
No. Ramadi Murtisu Kalaniyamena Tishthan. Krishna has unlimited number of expansions. Ramani Jingavara. Ramadi Murtisu Kalaniyamena Tishthan. Nana Avataram of the Bhuvanesh. Krishna Sayam Sama. Krishna is the original person. And Rama and Krishna are the same. Expansive.
Yes, Rama and Krishna are the
same. 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 Krishna is Rama. And Rama Krishna is Krishna. So we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. There is no difference.
We are living in more horrible conditions than what was obtained in the time of Mahabharata. Krishna had promised the divinity that he would appear whenever there is.
Yes, he has appeared. Nama Rupi Avatar.
I think we are passing to a better hell than
The disease is there, the remedy is there. If you take the remedy, then there is no question of suffering from the disease. But you refuse to take the remedy. Just like this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th Canto, this Kali Yuga is the ocean of faults. Why should you lament for that? The remedy is there. Kittanadeva Krishna Sammukha. You can't die like this. You become deluded. Why don't you take the remedy? Māmi vajaparvajanti, māmi kāntanati. Why you are so much disturbed by Maya? Just surrender to Krishna. So it is our choice. You do not do that. Then you suffer. Mahama prapo nivartanti mettu sangha. Krishna is giving personally. The statement. And we are not actually. What can we do? The knowledge is there, the process is there, the authority is there, all the acharyas they have accepted, but we are so stubborn we will not accept. That is it. We will manufacture our own ways. Jatamata. That is it. Have some people.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Nama.